And welcome back, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's absolutely wonderful to have you guys back. We have some very important breaking news today. An explosion unlike anything I've just about ever seen in my life in Beirut today. A Syrian girl is already pointing her finger at Israel. There are FBI raids taking place in Cleveland and Miami today. And then we have the most idiocracy news of the day to share. Back on the line with me today are my friends, The Real Severe and The Punisher. Gentlemen, welcome back.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well. A lot better than the folks in Beirut. Have you guys seen footage of this explosion?
Yes, and I was just researching that a little bit. There's no way that that's a fireworks plant explosion. I just can't see that.
Well, I want to show you something here because I agree. We'll go to Syrian Girl's Twitter feed. I have no idea how this person could have possibly survived. Right here, guys. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
I'll play the sound here. Okay, I have no idea how that person or that footage could have survived, but she writes, "Consider the fact that the fireworks were indeed there is incidental, Beirut explosion." What she's saying is that even if there were fireworks there, the devastating explosion and the shockwave caught on so many video cameras is not a fireworks explosion. This does appear to be an act of terror. They're calling it Beirut's Hiroshima, Beirut's Nagasaki. Absolutely devastating. And again, just one step backward for world peace. And look what's trending today, guys. This morning, trending on Twitter, 75 years since the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. What a coincidence, huh?
Well, here's mine. First of all, you see the video of that cloud? That has a pyroclastic cloud that mimics that of a hydrogen bomb. You don't get that from a standard explosion. And if you look at the burn marks, and I should have sent you this before the show, there's burn marks on buildings that are literally several blocks away. So I haven't dug into it to know too much yet, but what they're saying on the news as far as a fireworks plant, I'm not buying it at all.
My first impression of this thing, too, was a hydrogen bomb or something of that nature because of the uniformity of the explosion and the uniformity of that shockwave.
Yes.
That obviously is one explosion, not multiple explosions, at least in my view. So absolutely devastating. A city that lay in partial ruins at this point. Look at this footage. Just shocking.
Shabab.
Dead bodies everywhere.
Well, Sean, let me tell you this also. There's a video on my Twitter that if you look at it, it shows the ground all around the vicinity of that building, and it literally raises up right before the explosion.
Right.
That has to be some kind of hydrogen bomb or something.
It's just so devastating. It reminds me a little bit of those explosions in China. Do you remember the explosions in Tianjin, China?
Yes, I do.
You know, again, we never get to the bottom of these things. We just never get to the bottom of these stories, generally speaking. And Beirut is not blaming Israel or Hezbollah, and both Israel and Hezbollah are denying anything to do with this. And Syrian Girl notes, nobody is going to claim that this was their doing, given all of the casualties of civilians. Thousands of dead civilians.
Yes, that's another thing that comes to mind is how many people were quickly to deny, point fingers, and no one even knows anything to happen yet.
All right, so let's be clear for the audience. Who's talking right there? Was that Punisher?
Yes.
All right. Severe, are you on the line?
Hello, guys.
Yeah, you're back. We lost you there for a minute.
I was trying to send a message to Twitter showing you the screenshot. I kept getting kicked off, and now it finally let me back in. I'm so sorry.
No problem. We were breaking down the video there, Severe. We lost you there for a second, but you're back now. So welcome to the show, first of all. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, brother. Good to be here with you and my brother Punisher. Look forward to a lot of stuff to talk about.
Now, we were breaking down some of the video footage of that explosion in Beirut. Do you have any comments? What were your impressions of that explosion?
I'm just seeing a lot of it right before the show, actually. And to me, you know, it looks like, you know, their typical bread and butter kind of stuff. It's complete false flag. There's no way it's what they're saying it is. They're saying that a fireworks explosion building exploded? No, no chance.
Let me go back to my screen share. We're trying to break this down for you guys in real time. This is interesting. MilSpec Ops Monkey on Twitter just shared this. Keep America.USA breaking. Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel has just confirmed the drone strike in Beirut, Lebanon, as their own in another attack against the vicious terrorist organization Hezbollah. The location was a firecracker factory, which is said to have been storing and possibly even creating weapons for the terrorist organization in multiple plots against Israel. This is 1 hour ago. Now, I don't know if this is fake, guys. I'd have a hard time believing that Netanyahu would want to claim responsibility for this. So, again, we're trying to break this down in real time. But why is it every time I see one of these things, guys, my thought goes immediately to the state of Israel?
Yeah, well, for me, it brings me back to 9/11 every time. I mean, I just get that feeling.
Well, it also seems like every time that one of these events happens and you dig far enough, that's where you end up, is right back at the same spot.
The Zionist connection, the Mossad connection, both of which played a role in what happened on 9/11 in our country. World Trade Center 7 collapsing at free fall speed at 5:20 in the afternoon. The BBC reporting about the collapse of that building 20 minutes early, and the mainstream media ignores it. Why does the mainstream media in this country ignore everything of consequence, you guys, including the fact that Bill Clinton is a pedophile and traveled to that island and was on that island, now documented with two underage girls? You know, they'll report on that in Sri Lanka. Front page of the papers in Sri Lanka, but silence from the Washington Post and the New York Times.
They're all in bed together. They're all complicit in the same activity. So
it's a big club. Sick pedo club.
Well, it goes back to 1947. We all know what happened then.
Explain.
Well, how the CIA started Operation Mockingbird. I mean, they've been in control ever since. It's been nothing but a propaganda outlet for the past, what, 4 or 5 decades? I mean, other than maybe a few characters on Fox News, we haven't got real news in this country in a long time.
You know, I'm playing the video here on my screen of the aftermath of people's legs being blown off and stuff here in Beirut. It's just so stunning to me, guys, that we live in a world that's incapable of living in peace. I'm not blaming this specifically on Israel, but it is stunning to me that one nation, they won't let the Palestinians live in peace. They won't let the Palestinians keep their homes or their land. I don't know, when will the world have enough of this stuff?
I think when we rise up and do something about it. Now, how that looks like, I don't know. But Sean, if you want some additional clips of this, if you go to my Twitter, I've retweeted a lot of them about it right before I got on the phone with you.
Yeah, I saw this. I retweeted this, actually, from you. This is immediate aftermath.
Yes.
Warning. It's disturbing. I mean, there's a body right there, folks. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of dead people here, and this is not a fireworks explosion.
No.
So, anyway, one of the things I wanted to do with you guys today is I wanted to ask you, in your view, of four items, news items I want to share with you, which is the most idiotic of them all? So let's cover the most idiocracy news of the day, shall we? Here's idiocracy news of the day clip number one.
Printers are making face shields now, so these 3D printers can really increase that production, and I think others are making them, and they can be decorated.
So, Dr. Ball, no one's really interested in decorations. I want to know whether face shields or goggles is something we're going to hear next. Is this something that suddenly is going to become the new guideline?
So here's the thing about the face shield in addition to the mask. The mask is to protect others, is to block those droplets and block that contamination that happens when you speak or sing or talk or even breathe. The thing about the face shields, we think that that could protect the individuals and that it would decrease the ability for them to touch their eyes and spread virus as well as those droplets coming towards them. So they're two different technologies for two different reasons.
Unbelievable. Because we also heard now that the masks not only protect people from you, but it also helps you with your protection. So from don't wear a mask to wear a mask to now it can help you if it spread, and now it could help you block. And now you're saying wear goggles. It's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. So that's Idiocracy News of the Day. Burks wants face shields. As I load up Idiocracy News of the Day Part 2, do you guys want to comment on that?
Yeah, so what's next? Are we just going to walk around in biohazard outfits all day? I mean, it's getting to that point. Sean.
In hazmat suits? I mean, where does it end with these people? It really, there's, just like you said, idiocracy. There's no end to it. And you can see the panel of people that were just there on that clip looking like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. You can't be serious.
Yeah, it's an absolute joke at this point, and it's really a sad joke because people are falling for it, and many of these same people that are falling for this nonsense, the ones that willingly wear a mask while driving alone in their car, will line up for the vaccine. All right, here's Idiocracy News item number two. You really can't make this up. If we went back in time just 5 years, guys, and we saw this news item, you'd have to believe it was from The Onion, you know, satire. Check this out.
Sky 9 live over Beverly Crest tonight, where the LAPD has responded to a large party happening right now at a mansion. As you can see, large gatherings are banned under the county's coronavirus health order.
What we're seeing here from Sky 9 appears to be dozens and dozens of people at this party. We're told there's a food truck there as well as a DJ. Few, if any, masks or social distancing going on. You see the police officers there. We understand this is a gated mansion just off of Mulholland Drive. LAPD on the street outside of the gate. The story, and find out if they're handing out any citations.
Can you even imagine being in the news, the mainstream media news, having to sit there in an anchor chair and pretend that this is news? There's a food truck and a DJ there. My God, why didn't they call out the SWAT team? So I tweeted, you can't have a private party in your privately owned mansion in your gated neighborhood anymore because COVID. Welcome to dystopia. You telling me the LAPD has nothing better to do? Guys, man, this is, we are truly living in Idiocracy, the movie by Mike Judge.
It's really crazy that warrants choppers and it looks like an entire team of cops to go take it down, but meanwhile, they have BLM, Antifa, literally running rampant through the streets, destroying businesses, setting places on fire. And, you know, it's nothing but crickets while that's happening.
Well, here's Idiocracy News. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, my thing is, Sean, is every single time we think we've seen the dumbest stuff on the mainstream media, it gets worse. How can people play into this at this point? I don't understand.
Well, here's Idiocracy News item 3, crickets from CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times about the former president being a pedophile who visited Pedophile Island and was there with two underage girls. This is according to unredacted or unsealed information from the Ghislaine Maxwell case. And it's ignored here by our mainstream whore mockingbird media, but it's the front page on Sunday's paper in Sri Lanka. Okay? So that's how far gone we are, folks. That's how embedded in Idiocracy the American people now live, in a mainstream mockingbird media which is wholly owned by a couple of corporations that don't give a damn about the truth.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have to go overseas to get real information about our own country.
Yeah, and that's why the alternative news media is flourishing, guys. This is exactly why the alternative real news media is flourishing, and it's exactly why Google and YouTube and Twitter try to shadow ban us and change their algorithms to filter our information out, because they don't want people knowing the truth. All right, Idiocracy
yes, and,
News
and
item.
That's getting a lot heavier.
Oh, say that again?
I said the censorship is getting so beyond ridiculous. I don't know, even know how they're not in jail for it by now.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, like I said, we'll have to find that news item. FBI raids in Cleveland and Miami occurring as we're recording this conversation. Idiocracy news item number 4. The hospitals are empty. This guy specializes in going around and showing
healthy that. Town, Richard. Empty. There's nobody in there, everybody. Look, there's the security guy. He's coming for me now. Look, there's nobody here.
Yeah.
This is the ER. This is the ER, Laurel Hospital.
Are you a patient?
What?
Are you a patient?
No.
Okay. All right.
Where's all the sick people? Don't touch me. Where's the sick people?
We just want to.
This hospital's empty. Yeah,
investigate.
There's nobody here. Hello? Security guards. Our security guards are protecting entrances to ERs in America. Security is kicking us out of an emergency room in the United States of America.
I just want to.
There's nobody here.
I need you out.
Nobody's sick.
The
ER's empty.
I need you out.
Have you had much patience?
I need you out.
Have you had much patience?
I need you out.
Have you had much patience?
Sir, I need you out.
How many patients have you had today?
I need you out.
How many patients have you had?
That's none of your business.
All right. Anybody else getting fed up yet?
I'm beyond fed up, John.
Been way past that point for a while now.
All right. And there is an Idiocracy news item number 5 of the day. I wasn't even going to go there because 4 is quite enough. Mail-in ballots. What a terrific idea for the Democrats, right? So now what? The governor of Nevada has just mandated sending out ballots to every household in Nevada. Do you think there's not going to be fraud baked into the mail-in ballots and the counting, by the way, guys? The counting is where it really gets fuzzy.
Yes, exactly. Well, you remember in 2018 where it really became a meme at that point, where everywhere you looked, oh, look, here's another box of ballots. Here we go. We keep finding more and more. Like, it's going to be that on steroids. It's outrageous. And the thing is that everybody knows that that's the setup. Everybody knows that's why this hoax is being perpetuated. But yet we're still here. It's still being allowed to happen. And nobody's doing a damn thing about it.
Well, here's the thing. What I want to add to that, go back to Brenda Snipes when she was trucking in the blank ballots in the middle of the night, and they were just by chance were caught on camera. How many counties do we know of, Sean, that hasn't been caught that's been doing that?
Yeah, that's right. And it's the same thing that went on down in Broward County with Debbie Wasserman Schultz stealing that election. She was getting her butt handed to her in the primaries and all the preliminary polling. And then she wins by 57% of the vote. It's just so sick how far gone this country is. And it's so sad because the Democrats are willing to lie, cheat, and steal. By the way, guys, this is big. Here's a clip about those FBI raids in Cleveland and Miami. The Sharp Edge says, this is big. The FBI raided the Cleveland office building connected to Ukrainian oligarch Igor Kolomysky, who is principal of the Privat Group. This is big, friends. It relates to Biden and his corruption in Ukraine, the bribes, the payoffs, the pay-for-play. This is big. You tell me how the Democrats could possibly get away with stealing this election. Who would want to vote for these people? They're all hardcore criminals and pedophiles.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sean. And mail-in voting is the only chance they have. They don't have a candidate. They don't have the support of the majority of the people in America. That's why they're pushing mail-in ballot, or mail-in voting. That's why they're pushing COVID so that they can make that happen, because they have no other alternative. That's all they have.
COVID serves every one of their purposes. It does exactly what you just said. It keeps Biden out of the limelight. It keeps him from having to debate Trump. It is exactly what I posted earlier. It is their lifeline. You take away the hoax, and they have nothing. The party dies where it stands.
Now, here's the question, is what is Trump going to do about it?
Exactly.
Breaking news, here's the official new version of the story about that Beirut explosion, guys. 50 tons of highly explosive material seized over 9 years ago exploded in Beirut port. Yeah, I'm sure they would just keep it there. They'd seize it 9 years ago, and they'd just store it there and wait for it to explode 10 years later. It's such BS.
Yeah, that's a little too convenient right there.
Yeah, we live in a world of universal deceit, right? I mean, it's Orwell on steroids, my friends. Look at this explosion. Look at that.
Does that look like a warehouse explosion to you? No.
Does that look like a fireworks explosion? No.
Yeah. That looks more like a bomb.
All right, guys, so as we're having this conversation, silver is breaking out again. Right now it's up $1.33 an ounce. Gold piercing 2,000. Gold sitting at 2014, up $36 today. That gold $2,000 number, guys, is a very important psychological number. $2,000, not only a all-time high, a new all-time high in USD, but a very important psychological number. 2,000 broken means we're going to 3,000. And I just heard from Mike Maloney the other day that the Fed will probably have $12 trillion of assets on their books in the next year. Comments?
Well, not specifically about gold or silver, but I was going to ask you because I know that there's a future push for digital currency only. Do you have any comments, Sean, about the shortage in change and what that might lead to? What is that all about? Because I'm seeing that everywhere.
You mean the manufactured shortage of coins right now?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just more psychological preparation to try to get people to move away from cash. They're using COVID for a variety of different reasons. You know, cash is dirty. We see restaurants and some stores saying, please, we don't accept cash right now because of COVID. Right? You can't have a house party because of COVID. Your kids can't go back to school because of COVID. The people can't vote because of COVID. So we've got to do mail-in ballots. They're using COVID as the excuse for absolute tyranny and making people believe that there's a shortage of change just more effectively separates us from money. Right? They want to digitize everything. By the way, every time you use a credit card, who gets a take? Who gets a rake? The big banks, whoever the issuer is of that credit card, takes like 2%. In some cases, it's 3 or 4%, right? Every transaction, every single day, on everything people buy, the banks get a rake. It's absolutely disgusting. And I think ultimately what these criminal big banks would like to do is they would like to introduce Fedcoin or some digital asset to replace the dollar. So I think that might be their plan. I don't think they're going to get away with it because gold and silver in physical form is real money, and it's behaving right now like real money. By the way, I did see a tweet from somebody saying that the Rothschild Central Bank in Beirut was right there at the epicenter of that explosion. So we don't celebrate the loss of lives of anybody, but if that's true, I'm glad to see a central bank go down. Democrats up stimulus demand to $3.4 trillion in odd negotiating tactic. Guys, this is just funny money now. Do you realize that? It's just funny money. They don't even treat it like it's real money when they start throwing around trillions of dollars like this. It's just monopoly money. I hope those listening understand what I'm saying.
I was going to say, they need the second stimulus to go through in order to keep everyone at home and keep them pacified and appeased. They're creating a culture of where people, it's causing a huge divide. You have patriots, you have, you know, your normal red-blooded American that wants to go to work every day, wants to support themselves, wants to work hard for what they have. And then you have the other side of that spectrum where you have people that want to live off the government and be told how to live and be subservient to the system. So in order for them to keep propagating this hoax and keep everyone in place and keep them all locked in their homes, they need the stimulus to go through in order to pay them off, basically, to not rise up against them and say, look, no, we need to survive. We need money. We need to work. We need our businesses open. We need our churches open. We don't need only, you know, weed distribution centers and abortion clinics open. We need things that matter to us, matter to the people, businesses, churches, everything that I just listed. And their stimulus is the only way that they have to shut people up and say, no, stay at home. But in order for us to do that to you, we're going to pay you to stay at home. We're going to pay you to do a mail-in voting system. We're going to pay you to not show up at the ballot box and vote the way that we don't want you to. It's so blatantly obvious what's happening here. And I don't understand how any average Joe, you don't even have to be political, just a little bit of common sense goes a long way. How do you not see that this is what's happening directly in front of you in real time?
Yes, and let me reflect on that one thing I mentioned to you, Severe, a few days ago. And that's, Sean, if you look at it, why do they encourage bars, abortion clinics, and riot get-togethers, and that's encouraged, but yet you're not allowed to go to churches or schools, okay? Now, where is the voting done? Churches and schools. And they think that we're stupid enough to play into this. Well, some of us might be, but I don't see how the general public just doesn't wake up to this and say, okay, enough is enough. What are we doing? Why are we still playing into this game?
Well, the thing that scares me is you see what happened in Germany where everyone in masks said, no, we're done with this. No more of the masks. No more of the garbage. No more of the nonsense. No more of the BS. And you look here, and it's not only is it not that happening, it's the complete opposite. You have a gang of mask police that go around, and they, I promise you, you could get rid of the mask tomorrow. These same people will still wear them. They will cling to them like a security blanket because they're so perpetually scared and in a cycle of fear that they can't escape, that they now not only will never give it up, but they want to force their will onto you and not allow you to wear a mask in public, not allow you to get away without wearing a mask going into a store. These people will come up and physically attack you for not wearing one. So not only do we not see the revolt against it, we see the revolt of our own people against us that have been weaponized by these same people. It's disgusting and it's horrifying.
Well, yeah, and we're basically living in the Twilight Zone because, Sean, I tweeted something out 2 days ago, and I forgot where it was. It may have been Philly, but this young couple that supports Black Baby Lives Matter, they were arrested for simply promoting that with chalk on the sidewalk.
I saw.
And they were arrested.
I retweeted
that. Yeah, you got people that's burning down buildings, killing people, and that is promoted on the news as peaceful. What kind of world are we living in?
Yeah, look, I retweeted that too, and it does beg the question, what side are these cops on? You have young, peaceful protesters outside of a Planned Parenthood writing in chalk on the sidewalk, Black Babies' Lives Matter, and they get arrested for vandalism. It's absolute idiocracy. And the other thing about the Democrats, guys, so many of these people, and it's now so obvious, they are consumed by the spirit of the Antichrist. That's not
absolutely
hyperbole. I don't say that lightly. They are literally consumed by the spirit of the Antichrist.
A million
percent. You're absolutely correct.
Because they openly defile the name of Jesus Christ. They say, F God, F Jesus. I've got it on video. I've played it in my recent videos. Antifa, so many of these people have lost their moral compass to the degree that they embrace the dark. They embrace the evil. They embrace the abortion. They celebrate the abortions. They march and cheer for the abortions. It feels like we're dangerously close to that Sodom and Gomorrah line in the sand where the society becomes so evil that God has to smite it out and start over.
Well, actually, Sean, me and Severe, this is the kind of talk we was wanting to have with you. Okay, let me go ahead and first start off by saying I know Q is real. General Flynn proved that through his oath. I know Trump is fighting for this country. But at the same time, if you could sit back and look at everything going on with our country and the direction we're headed, if you can really sit back and say we're winning, then who really is the sheep? Because right now, if we continue on this path that we're on, we won't have a country to vote for in November.
You know, the problem, guys, is that this stuff is so upsetting because we know we don't have a level playing field. You know, I believe that the silent majority will reelect Donald Trump. But the left is so crooked and so evil and so diabolical that they are going to try anything they can to steal the election. And if they're able to do that, what kind of country are we going to have left? What are they going to turn this thing into? They're so evil and consumed by the spirit of the Antichrist. I think they truly want to destroy this country and our way of life. They want people to live as slaves.
There's they want to completely erase our history. They want to tear down our monuments. They want to rewrite history books. They want to literally destroy any resemblance of what makes America America. They hate it. They can't stand it. They can't stand the good that it stands for. When they are so blatantly and outright evil, America is holy water to them, and they need it destroyed. They don't want it to exist as we know it any further. They want a gang of people to reverse the direction of this country, and not do it by speaking and by protesting, but by force. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw where BLM was literally issuing paperwork to businesses, small businesses in these local areas, where they basically told them, if we don't get a cut, if we don't get our cut from your business, we will destroy you. You will go down. We will make sure that you don't exist in this community. It's pure mafia style tactics that are being used, and it's being allowed to happen right in front of everyone in real time. So where does it go from giving these people enough rope to hang themselves to we give them enough rope to hang all of us?
Yes, and let me speak on that real quick. There's a term I have. It's called soft patriots. Now, people can like that or not. It is what it is. All right, now, what's keeping us from being as fierce of defending our country as they are to destroy it? They're organized. They all have the same thought process. They all work perfectly in sync. And yet we got patriots like us, me, you, and Sevier. We want to do something about it, but there's a lot of other patriots out there that are sit back, wait, trust the plan. Okay, well, how much longer are we going to wait? At some point, there has to be a line to be crossed. And if we wait too late, we're never going to get our country back. So what do we do?
Well, we're literally living in the meme that's going around of, well, yeah, face masks, that's it. That's my red line. I'm not going past that. There's no way. Oh, vaccines, nope. I'm not going past that line either. You can't cross that line with me. Oh, being chipped and ID'd and tracked every single place that I go? Nope. I won't allow you to cross that line. And it just, where does it end? It ends with everyone at a FEMA camp still sitting there saying, trust the plan? Like, no, at some point people need to realize that we're 3 months out from everything. Everything that we've been working for, everything that we work hard towards to ensure does not happen, the destruction of our country, it's coming. If you follow the trajectory that we're on to its logical conclusion, you would have to be completely blind to the reality of what's going on to think that there will be anything left to save if this is allowed to continue. At what point is there that proverbial line that gets crossed where people don't sit back, they don't eat popcorn, they don't wait for drops and deltas, and they take matters into their own hands because nobody is doing it for them?
Yes. And I think a good way to put it is, I know a lot of y'all know who Mark Taylor is. Mark Taylor said that there's a certain point where if you drop the hammer too early, they will walk. If you drop it too late, they'll get away. I think we're getting towards that too late point unless we do something very soon. We can't wait much longer. Our country is being burned. Our liberties are being stripped. The Constitution is being shredded. And something needs to happen ASAP.
Well, and people need to understand, too, look at this news item. July was deadliest month in Chicago's history, police confirm. Who is the mayor of Chicago? Lori Lightfoot.
Lightfoot.
She has pledged her oath, her allegiance, to what she calls the New World Order. I've seen her do it in two different videos. She wants to stack the deck with people in positions of power that will also pledge an allegiance to the New World Order. Now, who's the Illinois governor? Also a Democrat. So we see the deadliest month in Chicago's history as this wicked witch, who is consumed by the spirit of the Antichrist, pledges her allegiance to the New World Order. Now, what do people think they're going to get if they keep electing Democrats? I pray to God that this broadcast gets out to Democrats. I pray to God that people listen with an open heart and an open mind and start doing some actual thinking. Because if they don't and they keep electing these Democrats, this country is toast.
And one thing I just want to add real quick. When me and Sevier say these things, we're not anti-Trump. We're not unpatriotic. We say these things because we are patriotic and we care about our country. Maybe we're not the type of patriot that likes to just sit back and eat popcorn and watch it burn. I'm sorry, to me, that's not a good movie. That infuriates me because everyone in my family fought for this country. And when I see that, I get passionate and want to do something about it. So at what point, how long do we sit back and wait?
Well, it was a totally different story when the movie that we were watching was the Democrats exposed. That was a movie we could watch in real time and watch it fall apart and watch them make complete fools and clowns out of themselves. it's a totally different story when 90% of the people that are being affected by this garbage, by this hoax, are patriots. These are not people on the left that are being hurt. Ultimately, whether it's left or right, it doesn't matter. It's all Americans that are being hurt. But these are patriots. These are small business owners. These are people that are Trump voters. These are people that are his base that are having their lives completely destroyed, committing suicide at record numbers, record number of unemployment. Something has to give. At what point do people get tired of watching their fellow brothers and sisters' lives and livelihoods and families be completely destroyed and will never get them back again, ever? The damage that's being done not only to the citizens but to the country itself, this is permanent damage. So where do you cut it off? How far do you allow this infestation, this infection? How much of your body do you allow it to consume before you cut it off and can't do any more damage? It's a cancer that's growing exponentially quickly from the inside of the country out, and it's destroying it. And anybody that can sit there and turn a blind eye to what is happening right now and say that is winning, I don't know where your mind is to make a claim like that. What exactly are you winning?
Correct.
Well, the good news is right now, guys, there are FBI raids in Cleveland and Miami, apparently related to the Ukraine investigation and Biden's dirty dealings. People are waking up to the fact that most of the hospitals are empty. People are waking up to the fact that Fauci is in bed with Gates and stands to earn millions of dollars, if not billions, from any vaccine that's rolled out and made mandatory. People are waking up to the fact that Burks, the scarf-wearing nut, wants people to wear face shields and walk around in plastic bubbles. And people are waking up to the fact that L.A. house parties are no longer allowed in Gavin Newsom's tyrannical California because COVID. People are waking up. Look at this damage, the aftermath of this explosion. Just unbelievable. I sure hope we get to the bottom of who was behind this, but I don't suppose we will, unless that Netanyahu information is accurate and Israel does step up and take responsibility. I find it very hard to believe that will be the case.
Yes.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much today. Just sort of a real news update as we break down this important information in real time. My guests have been The Real Severe and The Punisher. First, Real Severe, tell people how they can find you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm on Twitter at SevereAnon, SevereAnon. My YouTube is The Real Severe, and I'll be setting up a website very soon where people will be able to keep in the loop of everything that's going on with what I'm doing, podcasts, music, live streams, stuff like that. So it'll be kind of a hub in case, you know, the SHIT really hits the fan and you know, we start losing our media platforms. The website that I'm going to be putting up will be free from any kind of attacks. It is very, very much under security. So I'm working with a great team of people to make that happen. For now, my music's been deplatformed off of four different platforms at this point. And the only way that people could get my music right now at this time, just hit me up on Twitter. Send me a DM. Send me a message. Let me know that you would like to grab the music. I've got a Dropbox link that has 32 of my songs that I've put out over the past 2 years. So my entire library of music is available there. Just reach out to me. I want to get it out to as many people as possible because right now it's more important than ever. We need voices out there that are speaking truth to power and not just towing the line and not just going with the flow. To anybody that's out there listening and you feel what we're saying here and you understand how much we truly love our country and the extent that we're willing to go to protect it, and we're willing to take the arrows and the attacks and take all the shots at us that inevitably will come for not just falling in line with what the narrative is, but that's our, not only is that our right as Americans, that's our duty. It's our responsibility. We need to stand up. We need to speak out. When we see things that are wrong, we need to shine a light on them and expose it for what it is. And we need to do whatever we need to do to make things right. because if we don't do it now, there's not going to be another era of this. The damage is happening way too quickly. So if whatever fight you've got left in you, now is the time to exercise it. And, you know, I just want to thank you for having me as always, Sean, and my brother Punisher, good to be here with you guys. You know, we're all on the same page with how we see things. We all love our country and we all want what's best. And not only our country, for the world. We realize that America is you know, the keystone that's holding a lot of all this together and stopping the NWO from completely taking over permanently. So everybody that's out there, you know, speaking their mind and standing strong, salute to everybody.
Guys, I want to say one last thing, and Punisher, we'll come back to you here so you can tell us how people can find you. But you know what occurs to me, guys? Look up the Samson option. If memory serves, that is a threat, an existing threat by the Israelis. The claim is that there are tactical nukes in American cities. And if these politicians don't play ball with the Zionist element, well, you know, the blackmail is that what you're seeing on camera here could happen in an American city. So what occurs to me as we're wrapping up this conversation is that this war in which humanity is engaged against the banksters, it's a very real war, and I think you guys get my gist. This could be an example of what could happen in an American city if those who want to control this country don't get to control this country. Again, the Samson option. Look it up. Punisher, how can we find you?
I am on Twitter at PunishDem, capital D-E-M, 1776. I have a website at samedem1776.com. I have a show called True History. It is on True Reporting's YouTube channel. That's T-R-U Report. And I'm also going to be starting a new show with Severe, me, and Victoria Gates called Gates of Victory. And that's going to be starting real soon. She's working out the kinks right now. And so we're definitely looking forward to that. So,
all right.
And that's about it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys and your time. And guys, for real news, please visit us directly at sgtreport.com. The antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. You can also find this show on iTunes, Podbean, BitChute, of course my YouTube channel, over on Patreon. A shout out to my patrons. Thank you so very much.
Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2241B, and today's date is August 4th, 2020, and the title of the episode is The Perfect Storm, Ukraine Activated. We are witnessing a full panic attack. Let's talk about protecting yourself. News just released states several VPNs that didn't have a no-log policy revealed the browsing activity and personal information of over 20 million users. Those that care about privacy need a VPN with a strict no-log policy to prevent this. That's why I chose Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield has a strict no-log policy. Their network is fast, reliable, secure, and always available. Due to the recent pandemic, Virtual Shield is offering its services for 50% off to help customers in need to protect themselves, as well as a free 30-day trial. Go to virtualshield.com/X22 or click the link below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the Patriots, they are moving fast and hard against the deep state, the mainstream media. Right now, what we are witnessing right now is a full-blown panic attack by the deep state, by the mainstream media. What you see out there with in regards to riots, that is panic. When you look at the pandemic, that is panic. Why do I say this? Well, why would they have to do these things if they were in control? Think about it for a second. If they were completely in control, they knew they were going to win the elections in November. They knew they were going to get rid of Trump. What would be the purpose of the pandemic? They wouldn't need it, would they? Would they need the rioting across the country? No, they'd be in full control. They would need none of this. And we're not even finished yet. because it's only August. The election is in November. We have two more months. And they're going to push other events. Why? Because they're panicking. Now, on the other side, the Patriots are saying, okay, look at this. We have the panic. We have the riots. We have all of this. But the people are seeing their panic. The people are seeing exactly who they are and what they want to do. And as the deep state, the mainstream media becomes more and more desperate, they end up doing stupid things. So why in the world would the Patriots want to come out and stop this? They wouldn't. To convince the country, to convince the world, the people must see and understand so we can never go back to what we had. Just by arresting a few, just by cleaning up a couple of swamp creatures, the rest of the world, the rest of the country, they don't understand. And people are going to say, well, what happens if they never understand? A lot of people will not understand right at this moment. People will stick to their guns until the very end. And when we hit the very end, people will start to realize. And you can see this throughout history. You can see it in Nazi Germany. Everyone was for it. Yes, there were many that were not. But until the very end, people said, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here? What happened? And this is exactly what's going to happen here. Actually, we're starting to see people wake up. People are starting to question what is going on. It's not making sense anymore. And that's the whole point, is to continually show the people, show the contradictions, show why things don't make sense, have people wake up, start to think logically, start to question everything. And it doesn't happen in a day. It doesn't happen in a month. Because you need the other side, the deep state, the mainstream media, you need them to continually push their events. You need them to be full out panicking, because then they become desperate and they start doing really stupid things. And that's what we're doing. And as this is going along, what is Trump, what is his administration doing? What's Bill Barr doing? Well, Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested. We had information from depositions that were classified. You couldn't see it. Now it's come out and it's proven that Trump really had nothing to do with this. And Bill Clinton went down to the island and the mainstream media not touching it. That's amazing right there. We had Grinnell declassify a whole bunch of information. More and more information is continually coming out. We have Radcliffe declassing information. All of this is happening at the same time. And remember, this all started back in 2016 going into 2017. And then we had the impeachment where we had Trump's attorneys get up and talk about Ukraine, talk about Biden, talk about what he was doing out there. We had Giuliani out there doing the same exact thing. And now it seems that they're adding another piece to the perfect storm. Remember, they're hitting them from every single angle while they're panicking. Because they want them to do something else. They want them to do another stupid thing. Because they want more people waking up. This is why Trump is continually tweeting out the silent majority. The silent majority's here. The silent majority is everywhere. This is what the deep state doesn't understand. That the silent majority is everywhere. It's their worst nightmare. You want to see the silent majority? Go look around for the flags. You'll see quite a number of them. And more are being put out every day. And everyone should be putting their flags out on their car, in their house, everywhere. And we can see there are certain individuals in the mainstream media. They're starting to wake up. We have an MSNBC producer who resigned last month. And she published a scathing resignation letter in which she blasted the television news industry for blocking diversity and thought and content while amplifying fringe voices and events. Remember, the deep state needs their bullhorn. The bullhorn is the mainstream media and all the other swamp organizations. to let everyone know that this is what the country's doing. So when you hear the mainstream media, you see the NFL, you see the Major League Baseball teams, you see all of these places doing the same exact thing, this is their bullhorn because they need a bullhorn for the minority. The majority doesn't need a bullhorn because the majority is already loud. And it's their worst nightmare. And this woman who decided to resign, Picari, Arianna Picari, she said, the mainstream media, it's like a cancer. It stokes national division. Even in the middle of a civil rights crisis, the model blocks diversity and thought and content because the networks has incentive to amplify fringe voices and events at the expense of others, all because it pumps up the ratings. Well, also because they have their instructions. They can't do investigative reporting. They can't look at the other side. They can't logically think because they're being instructed. Everything is scripted for them from the top. So what did Trump, the Patriots, decide to do? Well, they decided to throw a little gas on the fire. Remember we had Ghislaine Maxwell? Yeah, that's crimes against humanity. We have the declassification of the FISAs, the spying, the treason, sedition. And now we have the other side. Remember, this was during the impeachment with Giuliani, who brought out Biden and Ukraine. Trump's lawyers came out with Biden and Ukraine. And now we have the FBI. They raided the Cleveland offices of Optima Management Group, which ties to Ukraine oligarchs. So the federal authorities in Cleveland, they've been conducting a wide-ranging probe involving Ukrainian oligarch Igor Kolomoisky that has been ongoing for quite some time. Kolomoisky is a principal of the Privat Group, a large Ukrainian business company, and principals of the company are also part of Optima. And now they're under investigation. What do you think this is all going to lead to? All these individuals. There was also a raid in Miami. This is just the beginning. And what Trump and the Patriots are doing is they are throwing gasoline on the fire. A little bit from the crimes humanity section, a little bit from the FISA section, a little bit from Ukraine, and they're making the deep state feel the pain each time. What does that make them do? Well, we're not going to prison. This is not going to happen. Let's start another event. Let's do something else. Let's push this to the next level. And what does this do? It allows the American people to see this is where they want the country to go. And as they're doing this, they become so desperate, they mess up. I mean, look what they're doing with mail-in voting right now. We know what they're trying to do. We know that their main objective is manipulation of the vote, but they can't do this electronically. They needed the pandemic to go all the way to November. That didn't happen. Businesses are open up. People can go out because all you have to do is wear a mask because that protects you, right? And we know it doesn't. And they're still trying to push mail-in voting. And Trump said something very interesting. He tweeted this out. Whether you call it vote by mail or absentee voting, in Florida, the election system is safe and secure, tried and true. Florida's voting system has been cleaned up. We defeated Democrats' attempts at change. So in Florida, I encourage all to request ballot and vote by mail. Think about what he's doing right now. He's pushing their buttons. And what's very interesting is that there are certain individuals that are writing letters to the Florida residents to tell them to vote by mail. Do you think Trump tweeted this out on purpose? He knows exactly what they're doing. This is coming from the Gateway Pundit. Gusano, who lives in Broward County, Florida, he received a letter from the Democrat in Washington State encouraging him to ask local officials to vote by mail. The letter from Judy even includes instructions on how to apply for mail-in ballots. So Trump was right. The left is pushing this all over the country because they know it is easier to cheat their way in. But they know that what they're trying to do most likely will not work. And actually, that's not their true objective because they know they're never going to be able to pull this off. Their real objective to all of this is to create chaos, to delay. Now, Trump has said this many, many times before, to delay the elections. Now, if Trump is saying this, and we know this, the Patriots already have a plan. They already know, because remember, the whole purpose of mail-in voting is because the pandemic is so deadly. The pandemic is so bad, you can't go out and vote. Now, remember when Trump mentioned HCQ? It was on purpose. This was all planned from the very beginning. And what's very interesting is we know that Trump, he's bringing in the angle on crimes against humanity. We know that he went to the prosecutors and told them about Epstein. He knows what the elite do. He knows everything about it. And this is why we have certain individuals looking into this. And this is why you see all these things happening at once. Now, what's very interesting is Trump was doing an interview and he was discussing Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, where he wished her well. What he was saying is that, listen, Epstein, he died. Do I think he killed himself? Most likely not. It looks like it might have been a hit job. Take a listen to what Trump said when he was being interviewed.
Mr. of Child Sex Trafficking. Why would you wish such a person
first of all,
well?
I don't know that, but I do know that
she has. She's been arrested for that.
Her
you know that.
Friend or boyfriend,
Epstein,
was either killed or committed suicide in jail. She's now in jail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wish her well. I'd wish you well. I'd wish a lot of people well. Good luck. Let them prove somebody was guilty. I mean, do you know that?
Oh,
she's
so you're
guilty?
Saying you hope she doesn't die in jail? Is that what you mean by wish her well?
Her boyfriend died in jail, and people are still trying to figure out how did it happen. Was it suicide? Was he killed?
Now, if you listen to Trump, he was trying to get the message out there that Epstein didn't kill himself. He was letting everyone know that most likely he was killed. Now, to add gas to the fire, what happened today? The Trump administration is awarding more than $35 million in Justice Department grants to organizations that provide safe housing for survivors of what? Human trafficking. Let's talk about health. Did you know that after the age of 20, your body produces 10% less collagen each passing decade? The visible result ends up being the appearance of wrinkles, flaky skin, hair loss, and dirty nails as we age. That's why Ageless Multicollagen was created. Ageless Multicollagen gives you 5 types of collagen you need for 4 premium sources in one complete protein mix. You'll enjoy the powerful support for your body with results you can see and feel in a few short weeks. Get Ageless Multicollagen for 51% off plus free shipping by going to healthwithx22.com. Or by clicking the link below. The $35 million in house assistance grants for victims of human trafficking is being provided by the Office for Victims of Crime within the Justice Department's Office of Justice Programs to provide housing and services to human trafficking survivors. The grants will be shared by 73 organizations in 33 states to provide anywhere from 6 to 24 months of transitional or short-term housing assistance to survivors, including to pay rent, utilities, or related expenses such as security deposit. The money can also be used to help victims find permanent housing, get a job, receive occupational training and counseling. Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter, said that the pandemic has made safe and supportive housing for survivors more important than ever. She said many survivors had to live with their traffickers during stay-at-home orders around the country. He just sent a message to the deep state, to all the human traffickers. We know about you. We're coming after you. Missions are already active. And soon, your time will be up. And you can see this is exactly what he's doing. Now, very interestingly, Trump decided to pull the nomination of the FCC commissioner because Trump kind of figured out what this individual is all about. Remember, O'Reilly was appointed to the FCC commission by Obama. And Trump is going after the provision of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And it seems that O'Reilly was not on the same page whatsoever. And he was completely against Trump's plan to remove Section 230 protection from social media companies. So Trump saw this, got rid of another swamp creature, and will now have a new nomination. Now, Twitter, they're expecting to pay up to $250 million in FTC fines over alleged privacy violations. And I believe this is going to go way up because this is just the tip of the iceberg. Because this allegations relate to the company's use of phone numbers and or email addresses data provided for safety and security purposes for targeted advertising during periods between 2013 and 2019. But I believe this is just the beginning of what is going to happen to all the social media companies. Because once all the investigations are completed, this is going to seem like absolutely nothing compared to what they've really been doing with bots, with made-up accounts, with trying to sway the elections by censoring individuals. And this is why they're looking at Section 230 right now. Now, out in Beirut, Lebanon, there was this massive explosion out there. And the news agencies out there, they're saying, wow, this was unbelievable. It was because it was a fireworks factory, and that was the cause of the explosion. Was it really? Do you really think this was from a fireworks factory? Did you see the explosion? The explosion, I think, registered a 3.3 on the Richter scale. This was not a fireworks factory. It was an arms depot. These were missiles from Iran. They were warheads. They were just destroyed. And I wonder what they were going to use them for. Remember, the deep state, they don't want these endless wars to end. They don't want to let go of Lebanon, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan. They never got Syria, but they put in their puppet government. Why would they want that gone? I do believe they were planning on doing something, and I do believe it has been stopped. Now, we know with this pandemic, the deep state, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, they are pushing as hard as they possibly can to keep the entire system locked down, to keep everyone in fear. But it is not working. Everything is happening in the opposite way. All the cases and everything that we see, nobody feels sick. The hospitals, once again, are empty. Remember during the height of the pandemic, where we needed the two hospital ships, all the hospitals were built in Central Park and all around. They weren't even used. Not even used. And we're seeing the same thing now, but now they're not in control. They think they're in control, but they're not in control. And we're starting to see others that are questioning everything that's going on. New York City Health Commissioner, Dr. Axiris Barbat, he resigned over deep disappointment with Mayor de Blasio's handling of COVID-19 pandemic. The true doctors, the true medical personnel, they know the truth. They know what's going on. We'll be discussing that in just a sec. But Trump came out and he let everyone know that we're beginning to see evidence that the coronavirus is receding around the country. And in Florida, the numbers are down like 21%. I mean, is this just a coincidence that since the GOP convention was canceled, the numbers just started to drop like crazy? I don't think so. We knew exactly what was going on. Take a listen to what Trump said about how the coronavirus is starting to recede around the country.
The virus is receding. In hotspots across the South and West, we've seen slow improvements from their recent weekly peaks. Arizona's weekly case counts have dropped 37%. That's a tremendous drop, and the governor and the state have done a fantastic job. Down 37%. Texas down 18.7%. I was there a couple of days ago. And Florida, 21.2% drop. So that's a tremendous job that they're all doing.
Now, as you can see, the numbers, they are all dropping, not just in Florida, but in many other states. The hot spots, The embers are disappearing. They're being stamped out. And what's very interesting is that the frontline doctors who decided to come out and talk about HCQ, they didn't do it because they thought, oh, look, we're going to get publicity. Oh, look, it's going to help us. Oh, look, we're going to get famous. These individuals, they lost their jobs. The medical board is looking at their license. They're going to take it away from them. So do you really think that these individuals who were telling you about hydroxychloroquine, you think they would just do it to jeopardize their careers and reputations for a drug that doesn't work? They have MDs from schools like Columbia and UCLA. Decades of experience. Why would they jeopardize all this if it was just a hoax, if they didn't know what they were talking about, if they never used it? Why would they put their careers on the line? It wouldn't make sense. Look what's happening to them. They're being demonized. They were trying to tell the truth. These are the true whistleblowers of what is really going on. And we need more of these type of people. That's going to go up against the narrative and say, we question what you're saying because we have actual clinical trials. We have results, not just from one, not just from two, but from doctors around the world, from studies that have been repeated over and over and over. That's the difference. I'll take their studies and put it against the deep state studies any time of the week. We've already done it. We've taken Zelensky's studies. He's used it on patients, HCQ, and then they had the Lancet report come out. Well, they went head to head. Who won? Oh, that's right. Zelensky and the patients that he treated. The Henry Ford clinical trials, the French clinical trials, all went up against the observational VA study and the Lancet report. It shows you right there that the truth, facts, will stand up to propaganda every single time. Now, very interestingly, we know that the video has come out with George Floyd. It was kept from the public long enough for BLM to get off the ground. And in this video, it shows that he was not able to breathe at least 5 minutes before the police were forced, before they forced him onto the ground. And he was suffering respiratory distress caused by fentanyl overdose. His inability to breathe had nothing to do with the neck restraint. But why did they hold back on all this? Because they wanted to get the protests off the ground. Candace Owens tweeted this out. Minnesota withheld the full George Floyd body cam footage for one reason only. They knew it would immediately dispel the race narrative, and they wanted to assist the Democrats in dividing Americans in an election year. Absolutely appalling. Now, once again, the mainstream media, the deep state, they're trying to push it in another way. And this is why I do believe that Fauci came out and said, ooh, goggles would be a good idea. We need face masks. It should be mandatory. And goggles should be mandatory. Because I do believe they're getting ready for another wave of riots. Somehow, some way, they're going to have to push this. Because remember, they're panicking right now. Trump, the Patriots, they're dripping out all this declassified information. There's raids going on. There's depositions that are being declassified. People are learning the truth. So each time the deep state ups their game, Trump, his administration, they declassify even more, putting pressure on the deep state to continue so the people can really, really understand what is happening. Now, what's very interesting is that DHS right now, they are investigating links between Antifa and Syrian fighters, which really means ISIS. They're pretty much trained the same exact way. And they're looking at all of this. Remember, the deep state, they have a domestic paid army, and they have a foreign paid army. But basically, they're trained in the same type of techniques. Now, what's very interesting is that Eric Trump, he tweeted something out which was very interesting, and said, on Monday alone, at Real Donald Trump answered 17 questions from reporters. Joe Biden answered no questions yesterday and has not answered a single question since July 28th. When will Joe stop dodging serious interviews and tough questions. The entire country sees through his sham. Now, Eric Trump said that real Donald Trump answered 17 questions. 17, there's that number again. What does that equal? Q. Letting us know that, yes, Q is real. And I wanted to go back to post 1822 because this is 2 years ago, August 6th. It's coming up. And it pertains to what's happening right now. Psychological projection. Define conspiracy. A secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. A conspiracy to destroy the government. The action of plotting or conspiring. They were cleared of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. And this is in brackets and bold. Fake news. Fake news collaborating and pushing knowingly false information. Fake news knowingly false narrative pushes. POTUS colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. False. POTUS is a puppet to Putin. False. POTUS to irreparably harm relationships with our allies. False. POTUS will collapse U.S. economy. False. He didn't collapse it. He's improving it. Who was trying to collapse it? Oh, it was the other side. Who worked with Putin? The other side. Everything that they're talking about happened to the deep state. And they're trying to project that onto Trump. POTUS will collapse the stock market. Really? It's not POTUS is going to collapse the stock market. They're trying to collapse it. They thought they had it when the pandemic first started. POTUS will cause war with North Korea. POTUS will cause war with Iran. That was their plan. POTUS will destroy the world. On and on, knowingly false. Fear and scare push. They would rather see North Korea peace negotiations fail, war, than see POTUS resolve. Scandalous media bias, conspiracy, collaboration. What are they hiding? Fake news media is not free and independent. Fake news media equals propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. Think WL list of journalists who colluded with Hillary Clinton, DNC 2016 presidential election. They want you divided. Divided by race, religion, culture, class, political affiliation. Divided you are weak. Together you are strong. You, the people, have the power. This movement challenges their forced narrative. This movement challenges people to not simply trust what is being reported. Research for yourself. Think for yourself. Trust yourself. This movement is not about one person or a group of people. It's we, the people, the silent majority. The people who are just watching what is going on. You're witnessing a full panic attack by the fake news media and covert alt-media affiliates, foreign government. They cannot contain or defeat what they do not understand. Is any of this normal? Think sealed indictment counts. Think resignations of CEOs. Think resignations of senators. Resignations of Congress. Think termination of senior FBI officials. Think termination of senior Department of Justice officials. Watergate times 1,000. Attacks will only intensify. Logical thinking. Ask yourself a simple question. Why? We know why. Because in the end, they all go to prison. And they know it. And this is why Trump and the Patriots, this is why they are continually dripping the information out, making them panic, making them do all the things they were planning to do, but in a short period of time so the American people can see exactly what and who they are. And it is working. The Patriots are in full control. The deep state, the mainstream media, they're feeling pain. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.